It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me today is Isabella Newman of the Mighty Mo 4-H Club of Lafayette County. How are you, Isabella?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
My parents are Mark and Hannah Newman.
And where do you go to school?
Odessa High School.
What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. What are some of the projects you've done in 4-H?
I do air pistol, 22 pistol, air rifle, photography, poultry, and arts and crafts.
Wow. Sports has gotten really popular in school, hasn't it?
It has.
What's your favorite of all those projects?
Air pistol.
What's the most fun thing you've gotten to do since you've been in 4-H?
I got to go this year to the National 4-H Shooting Sports Championships in Grand Isle, Nebraska.
Oh, that's great.
Well, it depends. For state teams, we started in the winter, and then for county, we start in the spring.
Okay. How about accomplishments? Have you won some awards? Well, you did mention that you did shoot on the national team. Have you won any other awards?
I have won many in the state shoots for air pistol. I've gotten 5th a couple times, 7th a couple, and 9th once.
If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would. It's a really good learning opportunity, and it's very good for leadership, and it looks good on college and job resumes.
Oh, it does. Any idea where you want to go to college when you get out?
I want to go to Texas A&M to be a large animal veterinarian, and because they have an air pistol shooting team.
Be part of their team. That's what I was going to ask you. If you're going to stay with shooting sports. That sounds like you are. That's great.
I want to go to the Olympics one day.
Great that that is now a part of the Olympics, and wish you the best of luck on that. Let me know how you do through the year, and we'll be visiting with you again. I've been visiting with Isabella Newman of the Mighty Mo 4-H Club of Lafayette County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO. Isabella, thank you.
Thank you.